The Marine and the Hippie is a weekly conversation about current events aimed at presenting alternative viewpoints while looking for common ground. We are the Marine and the Hippie. Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Marine and the Hippie. My name is Doc, and I am the Marine here with the Hippie. I'm in Iowa, land of child serfdom, here with Dylan, who's in Boebert County, Colorado. Today, we're talking about a very interesting story. Now, apparently, there's this lady. We're going to call her TB Mary or Tuberculosis Mary 2023. We don't know what her name is. I don't think anyone really knows what her name is, but apparently she has a case of tuberculosis.
Okay. So today I found this yesterday or 2 days ago, this article popped across my feed. And as somebody who still wears a mask, I know that's crazy, but I do. I wear a mask. I still haven't had COVID. And I have a very slightly different experience and relationship with the COVID pandemic. I was in Turkey. I had to wear a mask. I had to have a QR code. I had to have a vaccine to stay in the country. So these things were like not on the debate. But anyway, so this article pops across my feed and I was like, I want to go into the classroom and teach this, like have the kids read this and kind of see what they're thinking about it and debate it with one of my classes, which I'll do, I think on Thursday. Now, lay down the facts. Number one, I just want to be clear that there are 10 million tuberculosis cases a year in the world. 1.6 million people die. That's 16%. And that is, it is the 13th biggest killer of human beings on the planet. So it's still up there in like, not in the top 10, but in the top 15 of how people die on planet Earth. Now, Doc is correct in saying that tuberculosis or the deadly form, people dying of it in America is still pretty rare. But the fact is, here's this woman, Tuberculosis Mary, 2023, in Washington, she gets diagnosed with tuberculosis. A crap diagnosis, agreed, but still, whatever. She was diagnosed with it. Doc?
Okay, so as we were introducing the story, I don't want to let you get too far into it because we got to say that Tuberculosis Mary, who has this tuberculosis and is out there, you know, just breathing on everybody, who knows why she is refusing to do it or whatever. Maybe there is some information in this article that you read, but she's refusing to get treatment. And the treatment that she could get could possibly clear the tuberculosis up and theoretically, you know, would clear it up. It would prevent her from spreading it to other people, and possibly giving them tuberculosis as well. And the debate that they're having about this is now she's had this arrest warrant issued for her because she's refused to get treatment and she's out there in the world putting other people's lives at risk in a way that's very similar to, say spreading of COVID, or, you know, someone who's willingly and knowingly spreading HIV virus, or someone who is willingly getting loaded at a bar and then hopping in their car and driving around on the street with a blindfold on. You know, you never know who she's going to hit. You pray to God it ain't you. But she could theoretically be starting another pandemic of tuberculosis in the country because she, for some reason or another, is refusing treatment. Now, I think that we probably have some ethical concerns here that we should take a look at with Tuberculosis Mary and seeing whether or not it's okay to deprive someone of their civil liberties to choose to not get treatment for disease. Should we weigh that individual right versus the social collective right in our society of us not getting sick because some lunatic wants to go out there and spread tuberculosis all over the place?
Well, this I'm going to revisit an idea that I brought into our podcast a few times is pants. The reason why we wear pants is because it's a law. You know, like some things that we do, even though we think it's a choice, it's clearly not a choice. We do it out of legality because it's a law. And I think given the drive-in metaphor, I think it's also like a stop sign. Or think about a four-way stop. Before we had cars, we had like horses. They probably move slower. There were a lot less people. And four-way stops, not all four-way stops four-way intersections, not all of them needed stop signs or rond-points or traffic circles or traffic lights. It was just like, hey, people got there. They're like, hey, you can go. I was like, no, you can go. No, you can go. No, you can go. And then finally, nobody was going for like an hour. So finally, somebody was like, freak, we got to figure this out. Maybe somebody got out and started waving at traffic, and we call that a traffic cop, whatever. But it was like a problem. It was a solution to a problem. And imagine getting to every traffic light, every stop sign, and just blowing through it. Or being afraid that the person who's coming up to it from your right or from your left is going to blow through it. You wouldn't want to drive, because it would just be a crazy world. It'd be chaotic. And coming back full circle again to like the gun debate. Guns, tools, whatever, you can have your own opinion. You still can't fire them up in the air. You can't take a gun, take your AK-47, your AR-15, 14, whatever the number is, and and just shoot your 31 bullets into the air and let them fall randomly. That is illegal. So it's interesting to think that some people seem to believe that they have the right to do this with a virus. When we come back, we'll still be talking about tuberculosis. Mary 2023, the return of the cough.
You're listening to The Marine and the Hippie. I'm Dylan. I'm the hippie from Turkey. And let me just tell you, Kolay Gelsin, may it be easy. Peace.
Welcome back to The Marine and the Hippie. Season 3, Dialogue number 8, Tuberculosis, Mary 2023, The Return of the Bloody Cough. When we went to break, we were talking about, well, should people with diseases have the right to refuse treatment? And I brought up some analogies with guns and the stop sign, and I think Doc has something to say about the Doc.
Yeah, it's a really good point that you make, that people just blow through stop signs like it ain't nothing, or when they drive like lunatics or whatever. There's a reason we have these norms and these laws in the society, and it's for public safety. The reason why we have a law that says you have to stop at stop signs, even if there's not anybody there, is for public safety. Now, in this case, the reason why we have laws against, you know, knowingly spreading communicable diseases that could theoretically kill you, not theoretically, actually kill you, because as Dylan mentioned at the top of the show, it's the 13th largest killer of people in the world. It still kills people with alarming rapidity and regularity. Does the government have the right to arrest this individual for not getting treated for it? And of course, I'm going to come down on the side of absolutely they should arrest her and throw her in a hole until she submits to treatment for it. Or, you know, if she doesn't want to submit to treatment, let her stay in isolation, you know, forever. You know, I don't really mind the fact that she's losing her civil liberties because of the fact that her choices are putting other people's civil liberties at risk. And in that case, when she is doing something to deliberately decrease the civil liberties of our society, I would expect my government, who's responsible for public order and public health and public safety, that's why I pay my taxes to my government, so they can do that, among other things, public order, public safety, public health, that kind of stuff, to go after that person who is deliberately acting in a way as to put that stuff at risk. Now, I happen to be a person who happens to say that collective rights always, always trump individual rights. I know that position is not very popular, especially in the United States. If it comes down to, you know, what's good for society or what's good for the individual, I always pick the society. But we might have a difference of agreement on that.
Not a difference of agreement. I'm just going to support you and just say that I think a lot of the people out there in America don't really understand what collective rights are, because we've been, again, taught in this like idea of opposition on linear thinking instead of looking at the world through like a yin and yang symbol. So the idea that in black there is white and in white there is black, or however you want to define it. But most people can see that symbol in their mind's eye. So this idea that most people don't believe in community values. It's like most people drive, most people don't like potholes, most people know that the potholes are going to go away. Those roads don't exist without the collective. The bridges don't exist without the collective. The airports don't exist without the collective. There are lots of schools don't exist. Libraries don't exist. The internet doesn't exist without the collective. So this
idea, police and fire don't exist.
The police department, the fire department don't exist without the collective. So this idea that most Americans don't support the collective is sold propaganda. It's people who are selling a product and idiots are buying, you know, kind of like the truck nuts, Doc.
Well, just to add to that, like, for example, this takes me back to the questions that people used to be asked about the Affordable Care Act, the ACA. And when the person asking the question said, okay, what do you think about the Affordable Care Act? Do you support it? Yeah, I support it. I think it's going to help a lot of people. I think it's definitely going to bring the cost down or whatever the case may be. Yeah, I'm dumb. I don't know what it actually does, but I generally support it because it's called the Affordable Care Act and the government's been telling me good things about it. Okay, so do you support Obamacare? No, I'm against Obamacare. I'm totally against Obamacare. I'm against everything that Obamacare stands for. That's government tyranny. That's the worst piece of legislation that we've had in this country. Oh, since the civil rights laws in the 1960s. I mean, we've had worse legislation, I suppose, but not much because Obamacare is the worst thing. And so people wouldn't necessarily know. And I think it's because they wouldn't know. I think they were literally this ignorant that it was literally the same thing, Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act. And they would report that they liked the Affordable Care Act and not Obamacare because they didn't know that they were the same thing. And I think in a lot of cases, you know, just to kind of support what you said here, Dylan, I think that when we talk about collective rights, people don't see fire, roads, you know, even national defense, you know, you name it, even schools, whatever, public libraries.
Parks, beaches,
you know, beautiful land, whatever, you know, these kinds of things. We don't see them as collective rights. We see those only in terms of how we individually use them. We don't see them as something that requires a society to maintain. It absolutely requires, you know, public contributions to maintain. Instead, all we hear are these libertarian lunatics out there going, oh, taxation is theft. We need to stop all taxation and shrink the size of the government. And so I think that, you know, just to back up, you're right. It's not that people don't support collective rights. It's that they don't know what they're supporting is called collective rights. They like the fire department. They like the police department. They just don't think that that's a collective right. And so they don't tend to support that. They tend to support, quote unquote, individual liberties like the right to free speech, which is a civil liberty because it necessarily is a collective right.
Yeah. So and I just want to touch on the level of Bobertism in the county in which I live. And Bobertism would be a connection to just being plain old freaking stupid. And I'm not, and please don't take this as me throwing some of my students under the bus. I work with them. They're going to grow, but it's a commentary on where they're at. I teach high school and I've kids that don't know the times table. They're in 10th and 11th grade. And I walk up to them and I say, what's 2 times 12? They don't know it. Not one special kid, but eight. I'm working on Fridays teaching a rudimentary math class with 8 kids. 8 high functioning, normal functioning students who in 10th and 11th grade don't know this. So the fact that Doc's saying, yeah, most people don't know what collectivism is, and it is true. Most people, because I'm using this as a model, but it's a microcosm. I mean, if you don't know 2 times 12, you don't know 2 times 36, 3 times 8, whatever it is, and you can't do this automatically, you're not functioning. You're not part of the collective. So this woman who's been a little bit more of the story before we go to break, who's been in court 16 times over the last year for being a spreader of tuberculosis. 16 times, not once, not twice, 16 times, should not be part of society. The fact that she is not a functioning member of a community, of a society, if she's a billionaire and she wants to go sail off into the sunset on her boat and never touch shores again, that's fine. Or if she's poor and we just put her in a pit, whatever. But at some point, we have to see that number one, we have to value education, because if we don't value education, stupid's going to get a whole, well, it's already getting a lot stupider. With Bo Barron, what's the other whack-a-nut from Georgia?
Marjorie Taylor Greene
said, under Trump, 10,000 tons of drugs were seized. And under Biden, 15,000 tons of drugs were seized, proving that Biden is failing at the war on drugs. When we come back from break, Typhoid Mary, the bloody cough. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Marine and the Hippie.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Marine and the Hippie. This is season number three, dialogue number eight. And I was about to say it. I got a couple, like coming back into what we were talking about with Marjorie. There's two anecdotes that I want to share. The first one is when I was in Japan at some point in the 1996-ish time frame, maybe 1997, one of the two. I was at a Burger King on Zama Army Base. Okay, Zama, if you don't know where that is, it's just north of Tokyo. It's in a big flat area of Japan known as the Kanto Plain. There's not a lot of mountains around there, but it's an army base. And we used to go there for PX runs and everything. Not important. The fact is, though, I saw a sign on the door at Zama that said, our buns are 33% smaller. And, you know, they're comparing the amount of bread they had on a Whopper to a Big Mac. Because, you know, the Big Mac has like a top bun and then a middle bun and then a smaller bun. And they have one less bun. So they say our buns are 33% smaller. And I looked at that. I'm like, what is this sign really saying here? This sign is really saying that they have less food in their sandwich for the same amount of money. They're basically bragging about the fact that they have less food for the same amount of money. Literally, you're getting a worse deal at Burger King. This is Burger King's propaganda, by the way. And I'm thinking, but why would they put that on the wall? And the reason is because they want people to make the association. Oh, if your buns, if you have 33% less bread in your sandwich than McDonald's Big Mac, that must mean that you have more meat in your sandwich than McDonald's Big Mac. Not true, by the way. It's the same amount of meat. You know, if you do the calculations or whatever, you know, the Whopper head and the Big Mac have about the same amount of meat. But the fact is that they don't want people to think about the fact that their statement, while technically true, is very misleading. You know, and this whole idea that, you know, why would they put that on there? Well, it's because people aren't really thinking. So when Marjorie Taylor Greene says, you know, this is a proof that the war on drugs is failing, or Biden's immigration policy is failing because they're seizing more drugs at the border. You know, there's more people bringing shit in from the country. Well, you know, all this could mean is literally that there are people bringing more drugs into the country, and so they're seizing more of it. Or it could mean that Biden is more effective at seizing the same amount of drugs as they had under Trump's administration. But she don't want you to think about those numbers, because those numbers are too confusing to people that don't know what 2 times 24 is. Okay, they're a little bit confusing for people that know basic math and basic reading. What she wants you to think about is the fact that there is all of these scary brown drug dealers coming into the country, and more of them are flooding in here all of the time. And the evidence of that is a completely and totally unrelated statistic. We're seizing more drugs at the border. That's what she's trying to get you to think about.
And she doesn't understand what the word to seize actually.
Right. And she doesn't understand what any of this stuff means. She doesn't have the slightest brain in her head, and they keep electing her. Like, I don't get that. The only thing I could possibly think is those hayseeds down in Georgia. And if we got any of you guys listening to us from Georgia, I apologize. Better yourself and get out of that place. Those redneck hayseeds down in the state of Georgia must think, well, I like her because she's like me. She's just stupid enough, just like me. I got about a fourth grade education, and so does she. So I'm going to elect her because I understand what she's saying. Where you got these politicians up there talking all these big words and saying all this stuff that only a Yankee could possibly understand. Hell, we're going to get the Confederacy back. Save your Confederate monies, boys. The South will rise again. And she's evidence of it. Yeah. That's the only reason why I can imagine they keep reelecting her, because she doesn't have a qualification in any other way, shape, or form to be in that office. And I know I said two anecdotes. I don't remember the second one. Dylan.
Yeah, but that it goes back to the topic of the show. You know, it, again, should the government have the right to either take people off the streets for refusing treatment or forcing people to have treatment for deadly? And the redneck or the uneducated says, no, it's about civil liberties. No, civil liberties, again, are about civilization. It's not personal. It's not personal liberties that we've been talking about. We're talking about civil liberties. And civil liberties are based on the idea that we're going to have a civilization. And civilization is based on community. It's based on the collective. It's based on who we are together, not who we are as an individual. And because of that, no, you don't have the right to refuse treatment if you have an infectious disease, whether it be COVID, whether it be tuberculosis, or who knows, maybe it comes back as it beats antibiotics and we get a real typhoid Mary again. It doesn't matter what it is. If you are part of a group, meaning a citizen of a society, of a city, in a civilization, that's the CI, citizen, city, civilization, the same prefix, then yes, you have to wear pants, sorry, and you have to stop at stop sign, and you have to be part of it. And to be part of it, and you don't shoot your gun up in the air and let the bullets just drop and land randomly. Duck.
You know, and also keep in mind, you know, we can say that you should do this. This is the norm. This is how we keep our society together and everything. That's a good justification for arresting this lady and putting her in jail. You know, there's another story, and I remember what the second anecdote was. When I went to court one time for driving without insurance, violation of the law, you know, I was guilty as shit, you know, and I did my time, so to speak. There was a dude who was in front of me who was being brought into court for having shoplifted now, and this was his 27th offense. And I'm not exaggerating. This is actually his 27th offense. I don't remember the guy's name, but he was a dude who just habitually went into stores and stole shit 27 times. And the judge finally said, you know what, man, I'm sick of seeing you. I'm going to sentence you to, you know, X number of months in jail. See you later, sir. Goodbye. Now, 27 times that guy went to court for violating the law. And they gave him a pass 26 out of those 27 times. Why? I have no idea. Why did they give this lady a pass? You say she's been in court six times before.
16.
Why did they let her? 16. 16 times. Why did they let her get out 16 times? Why didn't they throw her ass in the jail or wherever she was going? The medical hospital. You can like remand someone to a hospital. Why didn't they throw her there the first time? But they let her out 16 times. That's 16 possible interactions, plus whatever she did on the outside, that she could have spread tuberculosis. Yes, we do live in a society. Yes, we have responsibilities to the society. And I know Americans hate to hear this. Those responsibilities come before we get the right. The right isn't something that we just have, period. The civil right can only be exercised in a society. A civil right doesn't mean shit when you're floating around in outer space. Who cares what you say when you're on the moon? No one's there to hear it. Civil liberties are only valuable in society. Therefore, the responsibility of the civil right that's attached to that civil right to use it for collective reasoning, that responsibility precedes the right. You have to do the thing before you get the prize. The civil right in this case is the prize. Her liberty is the prize. She has to not threaten other people's life or other people's health. And she can't be at liberty as long as she continues to do that. Dylan, why don't you wrap us up?
Yeah. So again, think about the words that the politician doesn't say, citizen, living in a city, part of a civilization. And think about, because Doc's right, you know, laws are there, not in outer space. They're there for us to be able to navigate society together and to have as good of a time as we can without harming others. So yeah, this woman, she should be thrown in jail. The shoplifter 27 times. Yeah, there's other issues that are going on. But at the end of the day, we have to do our due diligence and what's best for all, not for just what's best for us. Thanks for listening to The Marine and the Hippie and Tuberculosis Mary, the bloody cough. Ciao.
Peace. See you later. Hey, this is Doc.
And this is Dylan.
And you're listening to Marine and the Hippie. For more information on The Marine, follow Doc at Supernova_Earth on Twitter and listen to the Supernova Earth Show on Spotify. For more information on The Hippie, follow Dylan at GeziandMe on Twitter and read his blog at observationsfromthespectrum.org.